All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Nun Beis, the top line. So v'chein ukvar zacharti l'malo. So remember again, the Ramchal was speaking about this idea that there are three elements of precious. There's what's called precious banos, where a person goes ahead and separates himself from certain physical, material pleasures. Precious bedinim, where a person is a bit more machmir in halacha than he needs to be. And precious biminhagim. And ultimately, again, we'll see exactly what this means, but this seems to be like a social precious. A certain level of social precious. So we began by speaking about yesterday, we focused on the category of precious in halacha, precious bedinim. A precious banos, in terms of the precious, in terms of physical pleasures, we kind of spoke about that much more in the last chapter. Precious by dinim is chumrus, taking upon oneself logical chumrus. Doesn't mean, again, every single chumra doesn't mean ultimately again to be machmir. No, but what it means is going above and beyond in situations which you feel are appropriate for that. He goes on. Ukvar zacharti l'mala she'in milmod mimash hutra kol Yisrael l'prushim she'eshan l'harchik min akira min adomelo u'min adomelo dome. So I'll say, so ultimately again, similarly again, that, well actually we started the next time. Mechin amr mar ukva ana b'hai milsa, another example of precious bedinim. Ana b'hai milsa chalabar chamar l'gabi abba. This is an incredible gemara. So mar ukva said, in this matter, I am like vinegar compared to wine when compared to my father. What is this referring to? The ilu abba kad achel bisra itno lo hava achel gvina ad lemacher kiashta. When my father would eat meat, he would wait 24 hours before eating cheese. The ana and me, my ukva says, ba'ai sudasa lo achelna bisudasa achrisi achelna. But me, I only wait till the next meal. I won't eat meat and milk in the same meal, but I'll eat milk and meat in one in consecutive meals. Actually, this is a whole different machlokas. Rashi tells us, we shouldn't get into this about what exactly that means, that Mar Ukva would only wait until the next suda. See, you literally have a sheet of, we learned this in back in Chulin, but you have a sheet of Tosas who holds that really all you need to do is wait till the next meal in order to go ahead and eat milk after eating meat. It's not necessarily a discussion of the a defined amount of time. You just can't have basar and chalav in the same su'uda. But as long as you finish your basar su'uda, bench, clear the table, then you'll be able to eat milk. In any event, Mar Ukva is saying, my father used to wait 24 hours. Me, I just wait till the next meal. And Mar Ukva is saying, in this matter, I am like vinegar compared to the wine of my father. Now, obviously, everyone knows that the halacha does not follow Mar Ukva's father. Right? The halacha does not say that you have to wait 24 hours between eating basar and chalav. Yet, shim lo kein lahaya Mar Ukva osenagizat. Because if indeed this was the halacha, then Mar Ukva, of course, would have conducted himself like who? Like his father. Rather, says the Gemara, Ela sha'aviv machmir haya b'prishuso, ulekach haya Mar Ukva kore asmo chalabar chamra, lefish lo haya porish kolkach kamohu. So, rather, what's happening over here? Mar Ukva's father was machmir, and Mar Ukva was lamenting the fact that he was not as machmir as his father. That's what he's lamenting. My father was really able to go and accept upon himself these important chumras. Me, I'm not able to do it. That precious, I'm supposed to say, that's all precious in dinim. Precious in halacha, being a bit more machmir in halacha. That precious, and I'm supposed to say, really what Ramchal is saying is, a person does have to be machmir. Lav dafka machmir in everything, but to exercise precious in some area of life is a healthy exercise. So decide what area that you want to go a bit above and beyond. A bit above and beyond. The good news is, Baruch Hashem, Chanukah is coming. So the truth is, we're all machmir in Chanukah, on Mahadrin, and Mahadrin, according to even the most chumra, the Keshita, that it's every person who's right, every person. So there are areas, which is interesting, right? Chanukah is actually one of those areas where we are machmir, which is quite fascinating, even though it's a dirabanan. In any event, the point is to find one area of your life where ultimately you push yourself to be a bit more machmir, not because you have to, but because it's a good way to cultivate the midah of precious. V'ar precious b'minhagim, who is bodidus v'ibadal min hachevra amedinis, The final sliba alav all of this bonus bakarai. What's this incredible? What's precious by minhagim? A little bit of social precious. So we'll say being social is good, but sometimes, ultimately, again, it's good to have a little bit of a distance from socializing. Because if a person is always socializing, then what? Then ultimately, again, they have no time to contemplate or to think or to focus. And they will say, we know this. This is acutely our challenge today. Because they will say, not all. Because, right, we have social media, right? And social media allows you to always be socially connected. On one hand, there are many beautiful and positive uses of it. On the flip side, we all know you can spend all of your time on it. And what happens if you spend all of your time on it? It's not that I'm doing anything bad, chas v'shalom, but it's that I have no time to think, to focus, his bodidus. So there has to be a little bit of an element of social precious as well. You can't always be on, you can't always be connected, you shouldn't always be socializing, there should always be a little bit of time where I'm by myself as well. Kufnun gimel. Ubitnai. Now remember again, on the flip side, you have to be careful because the extreme of social withdrawal is also very bad. Right? Chazal said, a person has to know how to get along with people. So on one hand, what he's saying is you have to have social precious, right? Don't socialize all of the time. Make sure to carve out some time where you are without people and just by yourself. On the flip side, don't be a social hermit, right? Don't withdraw from people. You have to know how to get along. Part of successful living is knowing how to cultivate good and healthy and meaningful social relationships. Ella, Yischabra Adam and Tov, so we'll say similarly again, Chazal rail against Talmidei Chachamim, who learn by themselves. In other words, they don't have a chavrusa. And we'll say, now obviously, it's good to have a chavrusa for a variety of reasons. Number one, if you make a mistake, there's someone else to catch you. But there's a social element that's there, right? It's about cultivating friendships, cultivating human relationships. These are important details. So therefore, says the Mechaber, so on one hand, this social precious, a certain element of social precious is healthy. On the other hand, just be careful that it doesn't turn into a sense of unhealthy social isolationism. He goes on, rather, Eli Yischabra Adam Imatovim, Zman Mashim Mistarech Lola Limudo, Ola Parnaso, V'yispodit Acharkach Li'dabik Be'lokav, Ola Hasik Darchei Yosher V'avodah Ha'amitis. Therefore, Abu Sa'i, a person on one hand has to engage socially, in positive ways, right? Positive ways to go ahead and learn Torah. Positive ways for my parnasa. So there is positive social interaction, but at the same time, there also is always an element of social isolationism. Not an eshes to its true extreme. A little bit of social precious, where a person takes time away from everyone and everything else in order ultimately, again, to focus on their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chlal zeh, l'ma'id b'diburo, u'lezar minasich abtela, and I will say part of healthy social precious is making sure don't always have to talk, right? I don't always have to have a comment. I don't always have to have a retort. And to be careful about just meaningless chatter, right? So let's conclude the perek. Therefore, we'll say these three elements of precious, namely, again, what we call precious minaha nos, ultimately, again, a sense of precious from physical and material pleasure. Number two, precious in halacha, which represents being machmir in some things. Choose an area where you want to be machmir. And number three, social precious, where a person sometimes takes the time to be a little bit distant from social relationships in order to focus on himself and his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These three areas, even though, again, we've kind of spoken about them in kind of succinct fashion, you see how they govern so many aspects of life. And I will say, furthermore, again, the only way to truly go ahead and implement the concepts of precious Ultimately, again, as if a person has shikul adas, a person has a proper level of understanding, right? A person has a certain internal equilibrium. Look at the footnote 35, and with this we'll conclude. The footnote says, and remember again, what Ramchal is ending off with over here is, Pishus requires an incredible amount of thought. Because obviously, Pishus, if taken too far, could lead to incredibly negative consequences. But if done with the right shikul adas, if done with the right, you know, internal equilibrium and understanding of what it is that I'm trying to accomplish, it leads to a balanced, healthy, productive, and meaningful life. Also, we'll stop over here. Mirat Hashem, there's not going to be shir next week because we start davening early at 6:30. So we'll be starting the daf at 5:45 in Mirat Hashem, but we'll continue with Perek Tesvav, B'Shah Tovah Mitzlachas after Chanukah. Sure.